Good morning. This is Akashvani, and I'm Naresh Mago with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold talks with President of Seychelles Patrick Hermini today to also address Seychelles National Assembly and interact with members of Indian diaspora. Ministry of External Affairs asks Indian citizens not to undertake Kailash Mansarovar Yatra without all required travel documents. U.S. military strikes multiple targets in Iran for second day at the direction of President Donald Trump. Death toll in Venezuela's earthquakes rises to 1,430 as rescuers continue search for survivors. And in FIFA World Cup, the Democratic Republic of Congo creates history by reaching knockout stage for first time, defeats Uzbekistan 3-1 in a Group K clash. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with President of Seychelles Patrick Hermini today. Both leaders will review the full spectrum of bilateral cooperation and exchange views on regional and international issues of mutual interest. A report.
Today, Prime Minister Modi is scheduled to address the National Assembly of Seychelles and interact with members of Indian diaspora. Later, Prime Minister Modi will participate in the National Day celebration at Roche Kemen. The ministry said that a contingent of the Indian Defence Forces, along with two Indian Navy ships, will also take part in the celebrations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is on a three-day visit to Seychelles to attend the Golden Jubilee celebrations of the National Day of Seychelles as the guest of honour. This visit reaffirms the strong and enduring friendship between India and Seychelles and strengthens the shared commitment of both nations to enhance bilateral ties across all sectors. Akshit Vaidyan, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Earlier yesterday, Prime Minister Modi visited the Botanical Gardens in Victoria. In a special gesture, Mr. Modi handed over the Made in India Fast Patrol Vessel FPV PS Lethbridge to President Hermini. He also handed over 6 ambulances, 10 utility vehicles and 5 laser radial boats, which will further contribute to the development and security of Seychelles. The Prime Minister reached Victoria yesterday on a 3-day visit to Seychelles. The External Affairs Ministry has advised the Indian citizens not to commence the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra until they have obtained all the required travel documents for the complete journey. The ministry has issued the advisory after receiving requests for assistance from Indian pilgrims stranded in Nepal while undertaking the yatra through private tour operators. Here is a report.
The External Affairs Ministry said that some Indian citizens undertaking the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra through private tour operators traveled to Nepal without obtaining the mandatory entry permit and visa required for entering China. As a result, several pilgrims have been stranded and sought assistance from the ministry. It advised pilgrims not to begin the yatra without confirmed travel documents, saying that traveling in anticipation of obtaining the necessary permits could lead to difficulties during the journey. The ministry has also urged pilgrims to verify that their tour operators is duly registered and authorized before undertaking the pilgrimage. The advisory aims to ensure a safe and hassle-free pilgrimage and prevent inconvenience to devotees. With Rohan, this is Ankit Kumar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The security situation in West Asia has deteriorated sharply after the fragile US-Iran ceasefire effectively collapsed, with both sides launching fresh military strikes over the past several hours. The U.S. military has said it struck multiple targets in Iran for the second consecutive day at the direction of President Donald Trump. More from our West Asia correspondent.
The latest exchange marks the most serious collapse of the interim ceasefire agreed earlier this month between Washington and Tehran. The United States Central Command says it carried out strikes on multiple targets inside Iran in response to continued attacks on commercial shipping. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps says it retaliated by launching missiles and drones targeting U.S. military infrastructure in Kuwait and Bahrain. Following the exchange, both Washington and Tehran accused each other of violating the ceasefire. In a statement, United States Central Command said Iran had been given an opportunity to uphold the ceasefire, but instead launched a one-way attack drone that struck Panama-flagged oil tanker MT Kiku. Iran's foreign ministry, meanwhile, said it had carried out strikes against targets linked to American forces, blaming it as the treaty-breaking United States regime for renewed escalation. This is Vinod Kumar for World News from Dubai.
Meanwhile, tensions also remain high along the Israel-Lebanon border. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has defended the newly announced framework agreement with Lebanon while maintaining that Israel reserves the right to act against Hezbollah if it considers its security threatened. Hezbollah has rejected key provisions of the U.S. brokered framework, and sporadic exchanges of fire have continued, raising fears that the wider regional crisis could spread further. The Indian Embassy in Washington, U.S. has organized the annual Mango Festival in collaboration with Agricultural and Processed Food Products Export Development Authority, the Department of Commerce, and the DuPont Circle Business Improvement District. Hundreds of visitors queued up in Washington's popular DuPont Circle yesterday to sample Indian mangoes at the annual Mango Festival, with many calling for wider availability of premium Indian varieties in the United States. Indian Ambassador to the U.S. Vinay Mohan Quatra said, "The festival has grown rapidly over the years and has become an annual attraction.
Mango is now embedded in the custom to the American taste bud. But besides mango, we also have basmati rice promotion, Indian tea, Indian coffee. People are enjoying. Ultimately, that's what it's about. And we also probably need to broaden our basket of things to showcase."
This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. The death toll in Venezuela's earthquakes has risen to 1,430. The latest figures released as rescuers continued the search for survivors of the 1-2 punch of 7.2 and 7.5 magnitude earthquakes that devastated the South American nation on Wednesday. A report.
Venezuela's government has said families reported at least 68,900 people missing 3 days after the earthquakes devastated the South American nation. The National Assembly President Jorge Rodriguez said tens of thousands of people are still working around the clock on search and rescue operations. Meanwhile, the Venezuelan Foundation for Seismological Research, FUNVISIS, reported that 4.1 magnitude earthquake was felt across the central region of Venezuela yesterday. The state seismological agency said the epicenter of the latest tremor was located about 35 kilometers west of La Guaira, a key port city on the country's central coast that was declared a disaster zone after sustaining extensive damage from the Wednesday's two powerful earthquake. The agency reported that the quake occurred at a shallow depth of 5 kilometers, which typically amplifies around shaking and increases the potential for structural damages. Seismologists continue to monitor the region closely, with the Venezuelan Foundation for Seismological Research maintaining round-the-clock surveillance. With Rupesh's report, Jigyasa Pandey for Akashvani News, Delhi.
An earthquake of 6.1 magnitude rattled northeastern Japan this morning. Quake struck off the coast of Iwate Prefecture with a depth of about 40 kilometers and shook Aomori Prefecture and other nearby regions. No tsunami warning was issued and there were no immediate reports of damage or casualties. Europe endured another day of extreme heat yesterday, with several countries breaking all-time temperature records. Germany recorded a new national temperature for the second consecutive day, with temperatures reaching 41.5 degrees Celsius. Records also fell in Denmark and the Czech Republic, as the unprecedented early summer heat wave moved further north and east, affecting more people. Meanwhile, Switzerland recorded its hottest June day ever for the third consecutive day, with temperatures climbing to 39 degrees Celsius in Basel yesterday. In football, FIFA World Cup, the Democratic Republic of Congo created history by reaching the knockout stage of the World Cup for the first time after defeating Uzbekistan 3-1 in a Group K clash at Atlanta Stadium this morning. In another Group K fixture, Portugal and Colombia played out a goalless draw at Miami Stadium in Florida this morning. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold talks with President of Seychelles, Patrick Hermini, today, to also address Seychelles National Assembly and interact with members of Indian diaspora. Ministry of External Affairs asks Indian citizens not to undertake Kailash Mansarovar Yatra without all required travel documents. U.S. military strikes multiple targets in Iran for second day at the direction of President Donald Trump. Death toll in Venezuela's earthquakes rises to 1,430 as rescuers continue search for survivors. And in FIFA World Cup, the Democratic Republic of Congo creates history by reaching knockout stage for first time, defeats Uzbekistan 3-1 in a Group K clash. And that is the end of this World News Bulletin.